Welcome to the SEO Insider with your host, Seth Price, founder of Blue Shark, taking you inside the world of legal marketing and all things digital.
Welcome, everybody. We are thrilled to have Fernando Angulo, who is the head of communications for SEM Rush. Welcome to our show.
Hello, Seth. Thank you for having me here today.
We are big fans of your product, and what normally as I do these interviews, this stuff is all in my head and I sort of have this rapid fire back and forth. But today I have an experiment, which is our team was so excited. Our team at Blue Shark was so excited that you were coming on that they kind of fed me all sorts of stuff. So I'm going to try to keep this interesting and conversational. But before I get into their questions, tell me a little bit about the history of the company. I knew this as a company. It sort of came to my radar as like, oh, you can get the value of websites here. That was sort of like the first thing that was like, oh, that's different. And, you know, now it's just part of our lexicon and part of our everyday work. But tell me a little bit about how the company came to be and how it got to where we are today.
Sure. Well, I started working for Semrush the last 9 years. The company overall is already 12 years old now. And when I started working for them, I remember we were about 17 or 20 people. Overall, so we were a proper startup. We were trying to survive through all the continuous changes that, and I'm talking about 10 years ago or something like that. We were focusing on basically domain analytics, SEO, keyword research. And for us, it was a huge improvement to have other languages. So how I entered the company, they were trying to get more users in different European countries, such as Germany, France, Italy, Spain. And of course, I'm a Spanish speaker. And also, I was working from Russia in St. Petersburg, and the company was founded in the U.S., but the whole developers team was in Russia.
So, and you were you were living in St. Petersburg?
Yes, yes. It was such a coincidence. I finished my studies in St. Petersburg. I was living there for about 20 years. So I was...
Were you born in Russia?
No, I was born in Bolivia, in South America, but I moved to different countries. It happened that I finished my in university studies in Russia, and they found me there. So they said, oh, this guy is related to digital marketing, he speaks Spanish, English, Russian. That was really hard, difficult to find. Yes, yes.
You're the unicorn.
Yes, that was at that time. The focus was on keyword research to improve the KPIs that we had at that time with the keyword difficulty, with the volume, to extract the right amount of words for the US database, for the UK database. And of course, we were focusing always from the beginning in SEO. But that has changed a lot during the last 5 years, the last 3 years. Our main focus is not SEO anymore. We are focusing on digital marketing visibility all over the place because we work with content marketing, with social media, with PR, with journalists, with basically every single strategy.
But that's all SEO, right? All digital PR is now.
Yes, that's true.
You say it's not SEO, but it really is SEO.
Yes, yes. That, you know, at the beginning was, okay, who's the SEO guy? I'm the SEO guy. Okay, thank you. That's it. Right now, there are not any more silos. So content marketing, SEO. For PPC, you need to do SEO as well. You need to check the keyword, the right ones that you're working for, your brand awareness, for everything.
Right. But whether it's content, whether it's digital PR, all those things, regular PR, yes, it all comes back. So my first love, your company's, you know, first baby, essentially, yes, there are other components, but that's why you're on the SEO Insider. So
that's the core of the company. Of
exactly.
Course.
And I'll just go off on a tangent for a second. I was in St. Petersburg with the family on a cruise.
Oh, wow.
Last the summer before last. We had a great time pre-COVID. It was awesome. The last time I was there before that, it was not St. Petersburg. It was Leningrad. I went on an exchange in college back in 1987. And it was the beginning of perestroika. And to see it as a snapshot from one place that was really black market, was the only way to get anything, it was long lines, no supplies, to a vibrant city that looked like a somewhere mixed between European and Scandinavian city. Yes. It was really amazing to see that transformation.
Yeah, that I was there in the middle of that transformation, because when I arrived to St. Petersburg in 2000, yes, it's going to be 20 years already, they didn't have any credit banking history.
Right.
You needed to buy things only in cash. They didn't have much restaurants in the streets. But they developed really fast, a lot. In just 15 years, they were like, from the bottom to the top of the capitalism as we know it, yeah.
It is amazing. I sort of visited Cuba when that was legal from the U.S., and I felt like I'd seen a snapshot of what it had been.
Yes.
It was very, very, not very humbling, and they have a long way to go, but hopefully things will change.
Yeah, that's true. But having a company like Semrush in the middle of what was St. Petersburg with all the changes, because 10 years for perestroika is not enough, 20 years is still not enough. The mindset of the people was, you need to work for the boss, you need to work for the leader, right? But that is not our culture in Semrush. From the beginning, I was not working for a Russian company. I was working for a unicorn company, because they told me, hey, what is the best you can do for the company? Hey, I can work with Salesforce. I'm a salesperson. I do marketing. Okay, just do it. Write the goals that you want to achieve. That's it. Hey, but what do you want me to do? No, do your stuff. That's it. So the goals, every single team member, every single employee, they were creating themselves their goals. That was the thing that we were doing from the beginning. Why was that? Because every single employee need to care about the future of the product, the future about their task as well. So from that moment, I defined Semrush as a product-centric company. It's product first, then it's the rest of the stuff.
That's awesome. So I mentioned before, I am taking, today, I usually am the person with the interviewer, but today I'm letting my team, because they are power users, and they have their questions. So the first question is, what is the best way that SEMrush what is the best way to use SEMrush to reverse engineer both everyday problems with rankings as well as bigger picture issues?
Perfect. Well, I need to make the name of the company clear, since we just have a rebranding. The name of the company is Semrush. We are not specifically SEM, because we are not search engine marketing. It's just our brand name. That's why we are not that acronym, right? We are Semrush. And the best way to have the whole picture is to have three steps secure between all our platforms. The first one is the superficial analysis, which you can do with domain analytics, keyword magic tool. So you can have, okay, what is happening right now? The picture of today. But you need to compare that with historical data that you have inside of a project. So for that, you need to have a tracking system. You need to track the keywords, but that is not enough. You need also to have all the information in one single recipe. If you are using, for example, Data Studio for all your results, or you are using, I don't know, wherever the system that you are using for just showing the data, it can be Tableau, it can be Adobe, whatever it is, you need to have a place where you can check all that information. Because there are a lot of agencies that they are measuring, they have the data, but they are not seeing the whole picture because they don't have the specific reports to do that. They're just checking, okay, well, I have this single picture, I have the data from last week, but you need to have all of that in one single place. That's why having a Data Studio report specifically with everything that you want to achieve with your goals, that's something that you definitely need to have.
That's great. So the digital marketing landscape has changed dramatically over the last year. How do you see SEMrush fitting into the new era and adapting to meet marketers' needs?
Yes, definitely. Well, because we are a product-centric company, we are always asking, okay, what is the next thing you want? We have different gatherings, we have different surveys, we have a voice share application inside our tool. And we saw that while SEO was developing from just a silo or a separate process, we saw that, okay, companies need to have a communication, more secure communication, a direct communication between marketing teams. We gathered these different processes to have the communication inside of our platform. So if you are doing a site audit, you can connect immediately with your developer teams through the Trello board. You can have that in, I don't know, Asana, Monday, whatever the task manager that you are working. If you are creating, if you are working as a freelancer, you can do that yourself. So that's why we have the content calendar. We have the SEO calendar as you want to use it. And of course, if you want to go as an internal team working for a brand, you need to have different stages between those processes. So you are at the top of working with the top of the funnel. You need to create the question keywords. So you go to one part of the tools, like for example, Keyword Magic Tool. You want to work with the middle of the funnel. You need to select already the topics. You can go immediately from one tool to another, for example, to the SEO writing assistant to create all that content that you need to build. And then for measuring in the middle of the funnel as well, you can have all that in the reporting system that we have built for PDF, or you can integrate, as I was mentioning, with Data Studio. And at the bottom of the funnel, you need to have that tracking system. You can integrate your Google Analytics or your Search Console to see the goals, how you are achieving the goals that you have. So in every single process, we have built the cooperation between different strategies. You want to promote? Okay, you have Facebook ads also integrated to SEMrush. You want to promote organically, you have a social media tracker, you can do the posting, you can scale all the posts that you want for the next month to come. You want to improve the content, you can do a content audit. So all different processes, you can use it in different ways, but to achieve the goals that you are meant to achieve from the beginning.
Great. Well, in our world, the legal vertical and the professional service vertical, the LSAs, local service ads, have been a huge effect on what's going on. How is SEMrush working to try to help agencies deal with the data that's coming in and the new landscape that we're facing with LSAs?
Well, our databases are alive, so there are many ways that you can that you can use. For example, the long-term, the long-tail keywords, you can collect all of them. Or if we don't have that information, right now we have around 20 billion keywords in our database. Just as an example, 3 years ago, we had only 2 billion keywords. The process of growing our databases was really complex, but we achieved already the amount of data that, if something is becoming popular, I don't know, the legal terms that can be appearing or in the health industry or in any other industry, you just need to check that in our Keyword Magic tool. If you don't find it there, there's no problem. You can add those keywords in your tracking system, in your tracking project, and we're going to be immediately checking that in Google to see, okay, how popular is this keyword? How many people are interested in that? So we're going to be building that keyword inside of our database through our tracking system. So you will be able to see the results of that there. So long tail keywords, very specific search queries, you can use that as well there. So there is any
stuff specific to LSAs beyond sort of normal PPC tracking? You know, it is paid search, but it's done in a slightly different way as far as pay-per-call versus pay-per-click. Is there stuff, are you guys, I mean, it's rolling out quickly. It started with just the locksmiths and home improvements, but we're seeing it sector by sector. are there tools in the coming months and or quarters that may help us manage what I expect to be with the auction, a very expensive widget that Google is going to be putting out there?
Well, in terms of if we talk about the legal industry, right now we have a tool that is called the CPC map. So all those terms that are really expensive or the ones that are the most popular are there by location. So you can enter, select the US, select one of the states, and you can see by industry, what is the price and what was the history behind the biddings. So for those terms, you can have all of that there. We are changing that information in a daily basis. So basically, if you want to see what are the most expensive keywords for bidding and the ones that we had in the past, you can just check the CPC map for doing that. All the LCA keywords, for example, are there. We have a different section for measuring. So in this part, Semrush is working in three different aspects. We prepare reports for research. We prepare the tools so people, they can do their own research, and we are working immediately with your site, right?
Awesome. Look, going into 2021, what do you think will be the biggest challenges, and how can search marketers use SEMrush to mitigate those challenges?
That's a great question. One of the biggest challenges already this year that we saw was that multi-channel, multi-platform is here with us to stay. People are not searching in one single place anymore, or the majority of the people are switching between search engines. There is not any more. This is only a Google world, right? We have Amazon there. We have parallel searches like TripAdvisor. We have YouTube there. We have TikTok there. So people are searching in different, in active and passive ways. So we need to select the sources. Where the users are, we need to create the strategy. So the first thing that we thought is, okay, we need to create a tool that is showing us where our users are or where the users of the competitors are. And that tool was launched about a couple of years ago. It's called Market Research and that is doing a market analysis. So you just need to enter the domain, and we're gonna giving you all the sources of the information from the traffic that you are receiving or your competitors are receiving. There's the social media networks, the search engines, because in most of the cases, people are just working in Google or on Google, and they are forgetting that, okay, we have Bing out there, we have still Yahoo, depending on the markets that you're working. Maybe you don't need to have a Facebook page anymore. Maybe with Instagram, you are just doing great. So for that, you need to analyze what is working. So user acquisition has changed a lot. First thing that you need to do is check where your users are and go for them in those platforms. That's why you need to use a market research tool to understand the sources of traffic that are bringing you more online visibility.
Cool. Next question is, what do you think the most undervalued feature on SEMrush is, and how can SEOs use it more effectively?
Yes, that's a great question, and the one that I really love. The most undervalued feature that I'm seeing right now that SEOs can take value is one that is out there for the last 2 years. I believe most of the SEOs have heard about Answer the Public because of the questions, because they can build questions and clusters of topics and subtopics with different questions. Or, for example, people also ask results are also based on questions, or the feature snippets, they are also based on questions. So for analyzing that, we have created a tool that is called Topic Research that is really powerful. It's very similar to Answer the Public, but I always say this with steroids. Why is that? Because in Answer the Public, you have all the questions, you have all the categories and the cluster of questions. Here you have the trending topics, you have the volumes, and with the help of sources like Quora, for example, we can have the live questions that people are asking about one single topic, and we're going to give you the cluster of subtopics. So this is the key, I believe, for content creation that is meant to be for SEO. Why is that? Because you have the keyword, you have the volume, but maybe the keyword that you are using is popular, but maybe this week it's not that popular, right? If you remember 3 weeks ago, Bitcoin was like, cryptocurrencies were like just uprising from the bottom. This week, we can see that Bitcoin and the rest of the coins and cryptocurrency, just in this category, everybody is talking about this. But 3 months ago, if you put cryptocurrencies there, it was money laundering, the black market, and so on. That was because of the trend, because of the interest of the people. So with topic research, you can have the volume and also the interest of the people. You're not going to be creating content because you had a great idea, but because people are interested in that. I have a really good case here with one of my friends. He's a lawyer, and he was telling me that he is working only with testaments. His main list of clients were asking only about testaments, and he was really, really comfortable just working with people that want testaments because of the pandemic situation and so on. But right. for some reason, during the last couple of months, he was just receiving a divorce request, and he was saying, "No, my moral standards are not allowing me to work with such requests. So I'm passing that to my fellow colleagues in that field." But he was losing a lot of clients. So a lot of course, the situation, we were in lockdown and the rate of divorce went up in many countries. I'm talking here about a Spanish guy. And he said, okay, I don't have any more testaments requests, only divorce requests. So he changed his website, the main message. So he became a divorce lawyer. So where the user is, where the demand is where you should be. That's why you need to check the trend, what is happening right now, right?
And it's fascinating because obviously the pandemic hit Europe first. And so I feel like you guys are a couple months ahead of us. We went through our testament, our trust and estates department, very, very busy. And then what we've seen is in the last few months, the divorce practice explode. That people yes. are sick of being, so it's like first they were scared of dying, and now they're scared of who they're living with. So we should just call you guys up to find out what's next. We could skip the tool and just whatever's going on in Spain will be happening here in 2 months.
That's correct. So with tool like Deep Topic Research, you can see the trends. So yeah. Testament is not trending. Divorce is trending. So I need to change the message that I'm sending to my users.
Gotcha. Okay, we got a big update coming May 2021, Google's full transition to the core web vitals. How can search marketers use SEMrush to best prepare?
Oh, that's a great question. And we are doing a lot of research right now based on that, because this is a huge change. Mostly it's affecting e-commerce businesses. But as I was talking this with some experts around the globe, most of the core updates on Google are affecting directly content marketing. So the content, the quality of the content of the website. So if you are solving people's problems with the content that you are
That's
doing.
That's what I always say. It's as a business yes. person, you solve their problems, you'll make money. Whether it's a marketer, yes. as a lawyer, as anything, as a software.
That's correct. If you're solving people's problem, creating the content that is delivering that message, if you have a really fast web page, which was one of the prior core updates, so you need to have a really fast web page, mobile-based, you should be fine with the next changes. But if you are doing some black hat stuff, if you are not being careful, if you have not the right content, if you have old content that is really old and you don't have the expertise, the authoritativeness, the trustworthiness that the Google people are preaching, are evangelizing, so you need to make some changes. And how SEMrush is working with this, So basically, we are working with that process. Expertise. You need to show that you are an expert with the topic, but you also need to find the right audience for showing that expertise. So in this case, we have a tool that is really great, which is display advertising. There we can show you what was the strategy behind your competitors targeting. So we can, you can see, for example, I don't know, Apple or eBay, any company that is doing display advertising, what was the target audience for their core message? They were more men or women, or between what ages, 20, 21 or 42. For example, I have colleagues from a company that is called RexPecs. That is startup. They are selling glasses, sunglasses for dogs. Oh. Right, so it's a very niche product. But with the help of such tools, they were checking, okay, how many people can be interested in such product, right? You can imagine that there's not too many, but there is a niche for this, specifically in those cities where you have a lot of sun, such as Florida or California overall, Texas. You can say you have all your audience there, and they just need to be focusing on those people who are interested in pets products, in I don't know, tourism, and so on. So building the buyer persona through the analysis that you are doing with their display campaigns, it can be something really easy to find with SEMrush display analytics, for example.
Gotcha. Well, with our remaining time, I'd like to sort of really appreciate my team's questions. But for me, I would love to sort of help them. So for a team that is helping with local search providers, primarily legal, what are sort of, what would you say, give me 3 to 5 of sort of core things. We use the tool, but what do you think are some of the best practices that you see, not for everybody, because a lot of the stuff you're talking about, like, we're not switching practice areas for most law firms. They're in that practice area. We can't just say, hey, people are interested in that. We could do that to get traffic and help with SEO. But if you're saying, hey, you're doing injury law, you're doing criminal law, divorce, whatever it is, what are some of the basic fundamentals you think that should be, you know, people should be doubling down on that are core competencies of your software?
Yes, we're talking about local. So that specifically, you need to check, of course, if you have only one office, what is your NAP, your number, address, and phone. That's the basic stuff.
Gotcha.
But coming from there, you need to have your local keywords in a very good shape. So the name of your city is the main one. So that's the basic one. You need to have the name of your street. You need to have the name of your street with the product or the service that you're offering. But I will go further than that. You need to have 3 main questions there that I was checking that I believe it can work for any industry. At the beginning of this year, before pandemics, I was in Australia with a group of business owners. And they were asking me the same question. What do we need to do here in Sydney or in other cities to be more visible in our local businesses? And one of my answers was very simple but powerful. You need to have 3 questions solved for all your users. The first question is, what is, and specifying your service. So what is, I don't know, the divorce practicing in, I don't know the name of the city, in Miami, right? What is the divorce practice in Miami? Easy, you can have that. Check who is having that already in your local positioning. Why is that? Because starting from such a basic question, what is, you can have or the feature snippet, or the people also ask, or an image snippet, or a video snippet, if you are creating a video, explaining what is. So the second question will be, how to use your service, how you can request to hire me, for example, to do that for you. How to is the second most important. And the last one is where to. That is, those 3 questions are the main ones that you need to have with the name of your service, and then the name of your city, and then the name of your street. If you have in that order, I was receiving, 6 months ago, 3 months after my talk in Australia, that most of the business owners in Australia, they were having great results because they can they were providing with the exact information to those people that were searching for them in the local area. And another type of results that they were receiving, of course, they were those SERP features, the feature snippet, and the people also ask results, which are created for mobile devices. When people are searching for something and they are on the go, they are going to be searching in your mobile devices. And those search giant that is working, so the mobile first indexing that we're going to be having on March 100%, is based on questions. So it's a question engine system that you need to fit with the questions related to your businesses with your local keywords. So I believe that will be the most powerful, but basic, but powerful advice here.
Gotcha. So I got in the remaining time, I got two sort of questions. The first is, what is the biggest mistake you see your users take? They get the data and then they have to implement it to make changes. What are some of the one or two biggest mistakes you see people? They get the data and how do people misinterpret and misuse the data they get from your tool?
Yes, that's a good question. Because when you have so much data, you can create a spreadsheet, a list of information.
Right.
You need to create as well, you need to be able to say what is the meaning of that and what is the next step. So what do you want to do with that data? So for an instance, our team and our C-level, we were taking courses with David Allen, from the author of the book Getting Things Done, which is a great material for just analyzing the data that you have, but activating it with some actions. So data without any actions is just you're just losing your time. So the next actionable point that you need to create with that data, so your traffic is going down. What are you going to do about it? Your health score is going up. What are you going to do about it? Keep it in the same way. So you need to create the next actionable point with all the data that you are extracting. No matter if this is among the links, among the comments, this is amount of posts that you're building, what are the next step and why are you doing that? I remember from the beginning of my career here in SEMrush, our CEO, he was always asking why. So we have this report, we have this analysis based on, let's say, social sentiment, right? People are replying to us in a positive way. Okay, what is the next point? What are you gonna do with that? I'm gonna do this. Why? So if you can just transform all those questions in actions, you're not going to be having more questions. You're going to be having more actions. So actions are the companion of data.
Awesome. So I've kept you safe. I don't think you've gotten into trouble. Your legal team's not going to get upset with this interview so far. But I'll push you for one. Can we get one great takeaway? Can we make news? What is coming next? What don't we know about that you guys are going to be doing that we should be excited about for 2021?
Oh, that's a great question. And of course, we have different teams, we have different tools. I told you that when I started working for SEMrush, we were like 17, 20 people. Right now, we are more than 1,000 employees. Wow. In the company, in different countries, different locations. I am based in Prague, but for some reason today I'm in Ecuador. So we are all over the place. We are thinking to reach, of course, as I was saying, different type of audiences. We have built a project that is meant for Amazon users that is called Sellerly. So if you are a publisher, if you are a reseller, you need to create better copies of the content for your product placement. You need to check which copy is working better with A/B testing, and we are creating more stuff there. That is a separate project powered by SEMrush. So Celery.
That's awesome. But I want you to come back. What as a local search marketer? What do you got for us this year? SEO, search, PPC, something that's going to help people with in our world of SEO, PPC, or local search.
Yes, for local search, of course, this year, and actually 2 years ago, we already launched a product, a feature that is meant to help with your local listings, securing those listings to have it all in the right place on those listings so you can manage more than 100 locations and so on. So we already have that. We tested that in US and in Australia. Right now we have in UK the same system. It's working really well. So as far as I can say right now, we have created a big team that is working specifically on developing that project. So for local listings, for local search, we have an entirely new team focusing only on that. So for any request, if you had any request, what you want to see there, just please send me an email or write to mail at semrush.com. We want to see this in SEMrush. We hear our users. We really love feedback. The thing that we have right now was meant for local businesses, not only in the terms that you have only your location secure, but in terms that, okay, this is working with your NAP. You have your local keywords secure. When you are going to be receiving any SERP feature, we have alarms already in our tracking position. So you can, let's see, hey, I have this new local pack positioning, right? So you will have all that power. But if you want to see any more power of that, we are happy to hear it.
Well, we are big fans, and I think my guys probably will not use the generic email, but they'll stalk your cell phone and send you requests in the middle of the night. But we are thrilled to have you here, and excited to watch what happens this year, and hopefully have you back in the future to discuss improvements to the software.
Fantastic! I will be happy to help. You can find me on LinkedIn, any social network. I Fernando Angulo from SEM. We don't have any other Fernando Angulo, so just find me Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm all ears.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, Fernando.
Thank you, Seth. Thanks for having me here. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the SEO Insider with Seth Price. Be sure to check back next week for fresh insights into building your brand's online presence. Episodes are available to stream directly on Blue Shark Digital's website.